Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So we're looking at how Sweden deals with its trash. We're on day two. Now in day one we learned that Sweden is really good at dealing with its trash.
You're very good.
Its government and the whole country, their aim is to have zero waste. So nothing that's thrown away, nothing that's just wasted.
Right, so right now, 99% of their waste is reused or recycled. And that's a really, really big number to have, I think, especially. That means, like, basically, virtually, they don't have any trash at all.
Yeah, almost everything. And this is a big change from just 40 years ago, when it was only, the number, the figure was only 35%. So, obviously, Sweden is working really hard to change the way their country works. So we learned about a few of the things they did. They made some laws, and that made sure companies reduce waste when making products, as they have to pay if their stuff is thrown away or recycled or even collected.
Right, and also these laws apply to, you know, families, everyday people like us. So maybe you might get fined or you might have to pay taxes if you don't recycle properly, even if you don't even recycle. So Sweden is doing a lot to actually encourage people to think about the things that they buy and to encourage people to recycle and reuse their things more.
Yeah, we saw that newspapers are made into recycled paper, bottles are reused, food waste is turned into gas. Now, there's often a few things left over, but Sweden even has a way to take care of that, this waste to energy or WTE program. And we're going to be learning through that by learning about that by reading through today's article.
Reading. Dealing with trash.The Swedish way. Some things just can't be recycled or reused. However, Sweden doesn't want these things to be tossed out. Instead, Swedes burn their garbage as part of the WTE program. In fact, they even import garbage from other countries so they can burn it. This produces steam,which powers machines that make electricity. What's more, the recycling doesn't stop there. The metal left behind in the ashes is sorted out and reused, and other materials are used to make roads. Only 1% cannot be used. Also, the WTE plants try to make the smoke as clean as possible, so as not to harm the environment.Despite all this, Sweden is trying to do even better. The country stresses that reusing items is better than just recycling them. It takes less energy to reuse an old item than to make a new one after all. Hopefully, other countries around the world can follow Sweden's example and reduce waste on a global scale.
Okay, so our article first starts with it saying some things just can't be recycled or reused. So that's true. Sometimes we get things and then we're stuck with this one part or one piece and we really don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, some parts of packaging, you know, you just get it and you go, okay, I don't have a recycle box for that. It's not metal. It's not paper. It's not
cardboard. Yeah, you don't even know what it is.
It's not plastic. Can I recycle this? I'm not sure. However, the article says, Sweden doesn't want these things to be tossed out. Now, the phrase toss out, it's a phrasal verb. It's not a normal phrase, but it is today's shortcut for you. And this conversation will explain all about it. So, don't toss it out.
Shortcut for you.
You look busy. What are you doing?
I'm just cleaning up my room. I have too much stuff.
That's a good idea. Do you need any help?
Well, I'm going to bring these garbage bags out to the garbage truck. Could you help me carry one?
Sure. Hey, wait a second. Are you tossing out this painting I made you?
Please don't toss me anything right now. My hands are full.
Stop avoiding my question. To toss something out means to get rid of or remove something, or to throw something away.
Oops, to toss something out means 丢弃扔掉。I forgot that you gave it to me. Sorry.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
Uh-oh.
I think we're in a fight.
Okay, so as we just heard, to toss out means to throw away, but it means in a sort of careless way, like you really don't care about what you're throwing out. You're not doing it gently, you're not thinking about it, you're just going, heh, gone.
Bye. All right, so next the article says, instead, Swedes burn their garbage as part of the WTE program. Okay, so Swedes is basically just a way we say a Swedish person, someone from Sweden. So what do they do with this extra trash or these things that we cannot throw away? Well, they just burn it as a part of the WTE program.
Wow. So, yeah, burn it. And if you burn it, you are probably going to make energy some way or at least do something else with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sweden isn't just burning its own garbage.
Mm-hmm.
As the article says, in fact, they, that's the Swedes, Swedish people, even import garbage from other countries so they can burn it.
Oh, that's great.
Which is an
great
interesting,
teamwork,
like, hey,
yeah.
You know, hey, next door neighbor Norway or Germany or
give
somewhere.
Me your trash.
Give me all your garbage. We're going to set fire to it all.
Mm-hmm.
So they import it. To import something means to purchase it from another country and bring it from abroad into your own. The opposite verb is export, when you sell it to another country, and you import things that you don't have enough of or any of for yourself. For example, as this country doesn't have many farms, it imports a lot of its food products from abroad.
All right, so next it says, this produces steam, which powers machines that make electricity.
Okay.
I see why.
They're not just burning it to mm-hmm. get rid of it, they're actually using it for a purpose. It's fuel in fires.
Wow, so the Swedish really have thought of everything, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so why do they want this garbage or why do they want this? It's because when they burn it, this produces something called steam. Now, steam here is our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it's basically the hot air. It's a type of gas that comes out when you boil water. And I think we've done this at home. Like when you boil water, sometimes you get kind of like this kind of whitish, smoky cloud. That's basically steam. Okay, it's when the water vapor turns into gas. More scientifically, we can look at it like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. But you make a cup of tea, you boil
yeah.
some noodles, you're going to get steam.
Steam. Exactly. So we can use it in a sentence like this. We can say, the woman relaxed in a steam room at the spa.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it sounds really, really nice right now since it's very cold.
Yeah, room full of steam is basically what that is. And it's nice steam. There's a few things in there and it just kind of makes you feel comfortable. And it's good for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this steam powers machines. So maybe as it's being cooled down again, there's some energy transfer or it just blows through something else. And that makes electricity. Now, electricity is a form of energy created by charged particles. Very, very tiny things which have got energy in them. But for you and me and other non-real scientist types, in practical terms, when we talk about electricity, we of course mean electric power that's used to give energy to almost everything in
yeah.
our lives. You know, we're using electricity right now to record this lesson.
Mm, we you use know. Electricity in everything, I think, even
yeah.
with your phones and...
Yeah, we can burn gas and some people have gas stoves at home and there are other things, but by and large, electricity is the number one source of power. Now, I'm going to use an example sentence here that a lot of you guys will remember. Back in 2017, there were power cuts in parts of Taiwan as there wasn't enough electricity for everyone after a problem at a power station.
Oh, I remember that. It was really weird. Some parts had electricity, some didn't.
Yeah,
it
I didn't get
strange.
Cut off. I think my area was okay, but then other friends were like, yep, yeah, we lost power, lost electricity for a few hours.
Mm-hmm. And I remember it was during the summer
it
as
was,
well.
It was, yes.
So that was very difficult to deal with.
Yeah, when everyone's needing their power to needing mm-hmm. their electricity for their AC machines
That's
and fridges
right.
and stuff.
All right, yeah. So what happened happens is the steam is turned into electricity. And next in the article, it says, what's more, the recycling doesn't stop there.
They keep going?
The Swedes are amazing. They really have thought of everything. Because here we see the word, we see the phrase, what's more. And it basically just means in addition to, also, and plus this. So also, the recycling doesn't just stop there. There's even more for us to learn about.
That's right. Now, at some point, you'll have seen a fire or been around a fire. And if you do burn something, it doesn't absolutely make it disappear.
Exactly.
There is stuff left over. And we find out about this in the next sentence. The metal left behind in the ashes is sorted out and reused, and other materials are used to make roads.
Wow.
So they basically have, okay, there's a fire. They burn some stuff, make the steam, get power, and anything's left behind, they also get into that and figure out what can we reuse, what else can we do with it. Now, anything that is left behind, metal left behind means it remains in place when one thing or other things have been taken away. So, for example, if there's a flood, once the water goes away, there will usually be mud and dirt and other stuff left behind. If you burn some wood in a fire, there'll be that grey, powdery stuff left behind. And that grey, powdery stuff is our next word, ash.
That's right. So ash or ashes, the plural form, it's a noun and it's basically that soft grey, it kind of looks like a black powder sometime that's left behind when you burn something. So, for example, cigarettes leave behind ashes. When you burn paper, they leave behind ashes as well. So one of the most famous examples is the city of Pompeii was turned into ashes when the volcano erupted.
Yeah.
And this happened thousands of years ago, or hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, covered everything in the whole city, and it just turned it into like solid sort of ash
People
things.
Froze there as well because
basically.
They were just basically being thrown with hot lava.
Yeah, and all the ash from the volcano. Mm-hmm. Yep, when you burn anything, that's what's left behind. So the Swedes, they get this ash or these ashes, and then they sort it out. So they have a big pile of it, but they don't just throw the pile away. They go through it. They look into it. Because to sort something out or sort out something means to organize something that is mixed up and separate all the different parts. You could also remove something from this mix of things that are together. We can also use the phrase sort out to mean solve a problem, like the phrase deal with in yesterday's article. We're going to sort out this problem. Now, sorting out is something you guys probably do or your parents do pretty much every week. Here's the example. Max went through the pile of laundry and sorted out all his children's clothes. So he's like, okay, these are mine, these are my sons, these are my daughters. Let's put them all in different piles before we put them away. That is sorting out. So they sort out the metal and they go, okay, we got metal, we can reuse that. And anything else, we can just make a road with it.
Oh, wow. All right. But the article says only 1% cannot be used. Okay. Well, that's a very, you know, impressive number anyway, because they're basically thinking whatever is left behind, they can always reuse it. They can always create something new, but there's only 1% that cannot be used.
Yeah, we know that they recycle or reuse like 99% of the trash. Then they burn a lot of that trash for energy. Then they sort out the ash. And only out of all of this stuff, they find 1% of stuff that actually we really cannot use. So that's It's really good. Now, we also find about a bit more about this WTE, waste to energy. We see that also the WTE plants, and here plants means factories, try to make the smoke as clean as possible so as not to harm the environment. So when you burn something, that's when you get smoke. It's a bit like steam, but it's not just water vapor, it's other stuff. And smoke is often dirty, but if you treat the smoke properly, you send it through other materials, you can really clean it up so it doesn't go out into the environment.
Next, it says, despite all this, Sweden is trying to do even better. Okay, so they've already almost sorted out the no trash kind of situation.
Zero waste,
Zero waste situation, but they want to do even better than that. Despite here is a preposition, and it means in spite of, or in spite of this, okay, in spite of all these good figures, all these good numbers. Sweden is trying to do even better than that.
Yeah, it's kind of saying this is still not enough. We can do more. And how are they doing that? We see in the next sentence that the country stresses that reusing items is better than just recycling them. Now, we did kind of touch on that a bit yesterday. We said, yeah, recycling, you'll need to burn it, you'll need to clean it, you need to change it into a new form, whereas reusing, you just wash it. And the country stresses this. To stress something is to highlight the importance of something and make sure as many people as possible are aware of it and understand it. So here we're using stress as a verb. We often think of it as a noun, like I'm under a lot of stress. Here it's a verb. And here's another example. The English teacher stresses the importance of conversation practice. So the teacher is saying you've got to practice speaking, you've got to practice conversation. Don't just read the books or do the tests, you've got to go and talk.
All right, so next the article says it takes less energy to reuse an old item than to make a new one after all. So yeah, like we mentioned before, when you recycle, we still have to use energy, we still have to use electricity. So if you reuse something, you don't really use a lot of energy at all. Okay, so that's what they mean. They say that it takes less energy. We don't really have to use a lot of energy to reuse an old item like jars or bags or something
like
that.
Yeah, or even putting like newspaper and turning that into, you know, you can use it as like insulation or you can, like your kids painting something, you can use it or put it in the bottom of your cat's box to help you throw away the cat's leavings. Or in Sweden, they'd probably burn that too, it being Sweden. So this phrase, after all, they say it takes less energy to reuse an old item than make a new one, after all.
And after all here is a phrase and it means in the end or after everything, this is what happens. This is kind of like the conclusion.
Yeah, it's kind of like giving us the end knowledge kind of thing. It's saying, if you think about it, this is what you'll realize. So the article moves on and says, hopefully, other countries around the world can follow Sweden's example. Yeah, that'd be great.
I think so as well.
Yep, and as the article says, reduce waste on a global scale. Okay, here we've got the adverb hopefully. Okay, we use hopefully when you show that you want something to happen or that you hope something good will result. So it's just to stress that this would be great. And hopefully other countries will do this as well. And everybody hopes that. Nobody is against the idea of reducing trash. It is a problem all around the world. So the more countries that start following Sweden's way of doing things, the better the earth will be.
I think so as well.
Yeah, it's just going to reduce waste on a global scale.
And scale here is our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means this word is used to show the size or extent of something. And it's just a way to show a comparison to other things. So we can think about an actual scale. We use a scale to measure weights. And it's like we are putting things on a scale and we're kind of looking at it on one side and the other side. So on a global scale, it means we're trying to show that this is a worldwide problem. It's a really big issue for the world. So we're kind of like, if you think about it, you're putting, okay, the problem of trash in one country and then the problem of trash and the whole world, you can kind of think about it as we're putting it on a scale. So on a global scale is what that means. For example, we can say, the war could impact the economy on a global scale. So that means that it could impact the economy of the whole world. So yeah, I think that would be a really great thing if more countries can adopt Sweden's example or adopt Sweden's way. It definitely will help us, you know, make less trash in the world.
Yep, so we don't have to throw it away and hurt the earth. That's the plan. Okay, that brings us to the end of the article, but don't go away just yet because we still have today's For You Chat question. So the question is, what are some activities that create a lot of waste? And then why? Why do these activities create so much waste?
Actually, there's a ton of activities that can create a lot of waste. Like for me, I think just using electricity in general creates a lot of waste. So if you're indoors, maybe shopping at a department store, you can imagine all that electricity they use to power their AC.
The lights.
Yeah, the lights.
Everything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I kind of think of cooking, like actually making a meal, because unless you're kind of going straight to the farmer and getting the food or the meat or the vegetables, the fruit, if you're buying it all from a supermarket, then each individual item is going to be in its each individual pack.
Right.
So you could be, you know, you could be getting a plastic tray of mushrooms that's wrapped in plastic, and then you're buying a jar of some kind of sauce or a bottle of this or something else in a plastic bag or something else in a tin can or something else that's in another bag, and everything is, you know, all
it's in a package.
It's all in its packaging. So no matter how you look at it, you have to try and recycle or reuse a lot of that stuff because otherwise you're throwing away all the waste. And then there's the bits of the food that you throw away, you know, the eggshells, the onion skins, the seed bits in the middle maybe you don't use, or the bits of the meat that you might cut off because they're too fatty. So just the whole process of creating a meal seems to create a lot of waste.
That actually
And then there's
makes
water because you have to wash everything up.
Right. I think the packaging is the biggest problem, I think.
Yes, packaging of pretty much everything is where we get most of our waste. So that's something that the world has to look at. But there you go. Those are a few activities that create waste. Can you guys think of any more? Have a talk about it. But we're out of time for today. So for English for You, thanks for listening. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
Talk to you again another time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dealing with trash the Swedish way. Some things just can't be recycled or reused. However, Sweden doesn't want these things to be tossed out. Instead, Swedes burn their garbage as part of the WTE program. In fact, they even import garbage from other countries so they can burn it. This produces steam, which powers machines that make electricity. What's more, the recycling doesn't stop there. The metal left behind in the ashes is sorted out and reused, and other materials are used to make roads. Only 1% cannot be used. Also, the WTE plants try to make the smoke as clean as possible, so as not to harm the environment. Despite all this, Sweden is trying to do even better. The country stresses that reusing items is better than just recycling them. It takes less energy to reuse an old item than to make a new one, after all. Hopefully, other countries around the world can follow Sweden's example and reduce waste on a global scale.
Vocabulary review.
Import. No company in this country makes airplane engines, so they have to be imported. Steam. When I turned the faucet's handle, hot water poured out and steam rose into the air. Electricity. Power lines that carry electricity to houses can be dangerous, so don't touch them. Ashes. After the fire finished burning, we dumped the ashes into the trash. Stress. Benny's teacher stressed that copying and other kinds of cheating would result in a grade of 0. Scale. While the trend started in just one town, it spread and was soon seen on a national scale.